Vietnam weighs letting small firms borrow against crypto collateral. Vietnam's finance ministry has proposed allowing small and medium-sized enterprises to use digital and virtual assets as collateral for loans, according to a report from Wu Blockchain published on May 31, 2026. The proposal would give SMEs a way to borrow against crypto holdings rather than selling them, and it would push lenders to start pricing and accepting an asset class they have mostly avoided. The detail that matters here is the source of the move. A finance ministry, not a private lender, testing a product. When a government department drafts collateral rules, it sets the terms every bank and credit institution underneath it has to work within. That is a different signal from a single fintech offering crypto-backed credit on its own balance sheet. A high adoption market gets a credit rail. Vietnam has spent several years near the top of grassroots crypto adoption rankings, driven by remittances, savings in a depreciating local currency, and heavy retail trading. Until now, most of that activity has sat outside the formal banking system. Holdings were something you traded or held, not something you could walk into a bank and borrow against. Letting SMEs pledge those assets changes the function of crypto in the economy. It turns a speculative balance into working capital. A business sitting on Bitcoin or stablecoins could raise cash for inventory or payroll without triggering a taxable sale or giving up its position. For a small firm that struggles to qualify for unsecured credit, that is a meaningful new lever. It also pulls crypto one step closer to the rails that ordinary spending runs on. Collateral frameworks, custody standards, and valuation rules are the same plumbing that underpins stablecoin spending and crypto-linked payment products. A country that can value a crypto loan can more easily value a crypto card top-up. Lenders inherit the volatility problem. The hard part sits on the lender's side of the table. Collateral only works if you can price it and seize it. Crypto gives banks an asset that can move double digits in a day. As this week's market showed, BNB jumped 11.5% over 24 hours, while Bitcoin traded around $74,074, up 0.9%. And Ether near 2,029 as of May 31, 2026, per CoinMarketCap data. A lender holding crypto against a loan has to set conservative loan-to-value ratios and margin call triggers, or risk the collateral falling below the debt it secures. That is the same dynamic that has tripped up token staking card programs, where a drop in the underlying asset can erase months of rewards. Borrowers face their own version. Pledge crypto at one price, watch it fall, and you may be forced to post more or have the position liquidated at the worst moment. None of that is unique to Vietnam, but a national framework forces the question into the open rather than leaving it to individual contracts. Custody is the other unresolved piece. A loan against crypto only holds if the lender controls or can reliably claim the pledged asset. That means defining who holds the keys during the loan, how seizure works on chain, and what happens in a dispute. Those answers determine whether this becomes a real product or stays a line in a draft. Readers weighing non-custodial setups will recognize the tension. Pledging collateral usually means giving up some control over your keys, part of a wider legal push. The collateral proposal does not stand alone. Vietnam has been building toward a formal legal status for digital assets, moving the sector out of a gray zone where activity was widespread but unregulated. Collateral rules are a logical next layer once an asset class has legal recognition. First, you define what a digital asset is, then you define what you can do with it inside the financial system. For the broader region, a credit framework in Vietnam is worth tracking because emerging market policy tends to travel. Neighboring economies with high adoption and similar SME credit gaps watch what works and what blows up. If Vietnamese banks can lend against crypto without large losses, the template spreads. If a sharp drawdown wipes out collateral and leaves lenders exposed, the caution spreads instead. For now, this is a proposal, not a rule. The text still has to clear the usual drafting and approval process, and the operational questions around valuation, custody, and liquidation remain unanswered. The direction is what stands out. A finance ministry treating crypto as something businesses can borrow against, not just something regulators warn about.